Good morning, good morning. Happy Sunday too.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, our theme today is what is happiness? Okay. So take a breath. And rest in the truth of your own being, recognizing that there is but one reality and that infinite reality is being. Realize you are not separate from the nature of oneness and recognize only life is. In fullness and completeness, no matter the appearance, all is consciousness. Life, being, the universe, all is perfect. See clearly. There is only essence, only freedom. Let us listen from the heart. There is one presence, one infinite, unborn, formless presence. And that presence is you. You are the wholeness, the completeness that is. So take a breath and rest back in the silence of the heart. Well, I thought I'd take us on a little journey of remembrance. So sit back, relax. And the question for today is, what is happiness? What is this elusive feeling that sometimes that we all chase? So most of us, we're going to start out with the idea that being happy means having the things I want, and that the things that I do not want will go away. And then there is happiness there when those things take place. And if I have to, I will work to keep the things that are not wanted away from me and my family and do my very best to get everything that I think that we want and so that we are all happy. And I think we have all tried that. I mean, we've all gone out and maybe been feeling low or depressed or unhappy, and gone out and bought a new outfit or new shoes or but done something to change that feeling to being happy, being content. But we all know, we've all found out that going out and buying something new does not create happiness. This happiness or the joy or peace is all like one bundle. We have to remember that it is always with us. This peace, this happiness, contentment, it is always, always present. It doesn't leave, it doesn't hide, it is always present. So I think again too that we've all most likely been in that state of fear or in a state of anxiety or depression and just felt really bad, so down that thinking that that light isn't ever going to shine again, so to speak. In a state of unlike happiness or peace, what we're doing is we are giving over to the feelings and we're giving over to the thoughts, whatever they may be. And I think we can all agree that we have all done that. A thought comes up and before you know it, we're acting on it, we're believing in it, and we're walking back in that darkness of the sense of separation. Okay. But what is happiness? I mean, what is it? How do you, is it something you can define? Is it something you can put your hand on? What is it? Okay. Well, let's see if we can find out. So take a nice deep breath and get the body comfortable. And just be aware of the breath. Just aware. We're not trying to count breaths. We're not trying to see how long or short they are. We're just aware of the breath. And this breath seems to flow in. And then it seems to flow out. Not sure how the breath happens. Not sure if I understand the mechanics of a breath. But in awareness of it, there is a flowing. And there is a flowing in and a flowing out. And this rhythm, this flowing, it is just happening. Just happening. We are aware of it, but we're not it. And another breath comes flowing in, filling the lungs, doing what a breath does, and then the rhythm carries it out again. Now this time, follow that flow to the center of your being. Just flow with this flowing breath. Flowing deeply, each breath is flowing to the center. We're following this flow. And we're letting go of engaging thoughts, flowing right past them, we're flowing back past any feelings, we're flowing past any sensations, we're just drifting to the center of being. Okay. Notice what is here. We've left the thoughts, we've left feelings, we've left sensations, we've left our ideas, we've left our projections, we've left our opinions. We took nothing with us, just followed the flow to the center. What is here? What is taking place here? In this moment, this never-ending moment, what is taking place here? Resting here, what are you aware of? It's an awareness. It's an experience. And what is here? Does it feel like it's always been here? And what is here? We didn't have to go anywhere to find it. And you recognize that this is your being. This centeredness, this peacefulness, this happiness. This is your being. But what you have discovered didn't come to you. It didn't come to us. We found it within our own being when we let go being attached to the thoughts and feelings, opinions and concepts. It was here. All the while, this centeredness. When we turn to the fear and the stories, it is here, right here. Even when we accept the body-mind as being ourself, it is here. When we succumb to the temptation of believing in separation, it is here. It is always here. And it doesn't matter what we do. It doesn't matter what we think. It doesn't matter what we say or feel. It is always here. No matter what emotion or feeling is having its way with us, it is here. It does not care what is done. It doesn't care what is thought. It does not care what is said. It is always here. No matter what experiences seem to be happening, no matter if we are experiencing anger or animosity, it is here. It will never leave you. It is the essence. It is yourself. You are made of the essence of happiness, peace, and joy. It will never leave you. Take a breath and rest in that just for a moment. The key is to be content with the moment. No matter what seems to be going on, and that is huge. To be content with the moment, no matter what seems to be going on with the outer picture or with the inner picture, you always remain the presence of awareness, and you will always be aware of the outer and inner pictures. You're not going to stop being aware. Even with your enlightenment, you will remain the presence of awareness of all the pictures. So the key is to be content with the moment. Now, that doesn't mean that if something is on fire, you don't take the fire extinguisher or the hose, and that will be taken care of, but it will be taken care of spontaneously if you are the one to make that activity. But even at that, to be content with whatever the moment is presenting. And again, no matter what seems to be happening in the outer picture or the inner picture, and again, we may even get involved with the pictures. But even that is okay. Even that awareness is aware of. But we do learn to let go when we get involved with thoughts or when we get involved with what's going on in the head about an outer picture or an inner picture. We learn to let go. We release it. We understand what's taking place. We know what's going on. We know when we're caught up in a story or the thoughts. We know. We are aware of that. And in that awareness comes the opportunity to just let go of the picture, let go of the opinions and the mind chatter. We learn to let go. We take that breath. We recognize what is happening. And we let it go. And the moment we let it go, we realize we are in the center of our being. We have never left it. We have never left that place of our being. We've never not been being. So we learn to be content with the moment, no matter what's being presented to our awareness, to our being. The heart is our natural home, that place of serenity, that place of peace, that place of happiness, that is our own being, and we rest in that. This is why happiness cannot leave you. It is your essence. It is why peace cannot leave you. It is your essence. It is why even this contentment of the moment cannot leave you. It is your nature. So happiness is being content with the pictures of the moment. Think on that for a moment. Mind may be very active right now. Well, you wouldn't be content if yada, yada, yada. You wouldn't be happy if yada, yada, yada. Happiness would go, your contentment would leave. You really couldn't be content all the time. I know what mind says. We all have the same thoughts that bombard us. The moment you recognize what is going on, again, that is your moment of opportunity to take a breath and remember, I've never left home. I've never left home. And it doesn't matter what the picture is, what the thoughts are, what's going on. You cannot leave yourself. It's only in our dreams that we can pretend to run away from home. But for us in our naturalness, we can't leave home. Take a nice breath. So that is my way of reminding all of us of our natural self, of our natural being. Just a reminder. So I hope the mind is quiet not giving you all the reasons why you cannot be content all the time. You can be content even in anger. You can be content even in fear. The feeling of fear and feeling of anger. It's always present right there. And for all of you in awareness, you're aware that that presence is always present. So even when there is a feeling or a sensation of anger or that animosity or a call to judgment and I know for all of you, there is that sense, there is that feeling. Something softer is present. So even if the anger takes place or the judgment takes place, there's always that breath and the recognition, I remain as I am. I remain the very presence of peace and happiness at all times. Through a showing of anger, through a showing of judgments, even through a showing of good works, there's a sense of the presence that is yourself. Okay? So, some comments. It's your experiences with this, your experience when.
Mary,
Yes, love.
I've had experience in particular with what you're speaking about, being caught up in drama and argument, several people around, everybody talking over one another. And I think what took place for me was I just went into a state of surrender. I realized there was no point in, like, there was this many right and this many wrong. It was too much going on. And I remember that state of surrender, a tremendous peace took over me. And I just sat there, not involved at all, just present, listening, and everything died down. A peace came over everybody, and
Beautiful.
nobody stopped it. I don't even remember. There was no decision made over the quote unquote issue. It dissipated. But I did get caught up in it in the beginning. And I was involved in this circle of argument back and forth, I'm right, you're wrong, until I saw the futility of it. And I think that was grace because, it's not something I think of on my own. And I remember just feeling in a state of complete serenity.
Beautiful. And recognize that that grace is your own being. It doesn't come from the outside to us. It's given to us for being somehow special. It is the nature of your being, this grace, what we call grace.
So is it it's always present
Yeah.
that okay.
Yes. I know some philosophies may say that you earn grace or grace is given to you by God, but no. You are the presence, and that grace is the essence as well of your being. It doesn't come to you. It's not given out sparingly to good, whatever. It is ever present within you. It's always there. It won't leave you. Hey. What about your somebody else with your experiences?
Hi, Mary.
Good morning, love.
It's kind of perfect. I have this I wake up at night all the time. Not all the a lot. And it's like I kind of at first when I wake up, it's almost like I start a fight with myself. Like I want to go back to sleep and I don't want to think. But it's a practice. And I'm aware of it. And it's just very it's almost like overtakes me, but I stop and I do that breathing. I breathe down and I go in and out of it. And I swear, I feel like it's my spiritual practice because I think what I'm trying to say is that sometimes I listen to it, like I'll listen to one of your talks or I'll listen to something, but it's a fear that happens at night, and it's just very strong.
The feeling of fear, or the sensation of fear.
Yeah, and I feel it in my body.
Does it bring a story with it?
Yeah, I'm going to be tired. I need to find myself. It has a whole kind of stop thinking, has a whole kind of story with it.
Well, tonight,
When it comes.
when it comes, recognize you're aware of it.
I'm aware.
You're not it. It's like that breath takes a step back and you can watch this fear and you can watch the thoughts. The thoughts are just a re like a record playing.
They're the
I
same
gotta get
thoughts.
I gotta get yeah, I gotta get some sleep. I'm gonna be too tired tomorrow. I've got things to do and yada yada yada. And
Big yada yada.
it goes on and on and on. Okay. So just acknowledge and surrender to it that these thoughts, they're okay. They can come, they can go. I'm not gonna play with them. I'm not, there's no worry here because they're gonna come. Okay. And so, okay, I recognize the thoughts, but your position is to step back and just an awareness. Okay. If I'm tired tomorrow, I'll take a nap. if I'm tired tomorrow, I'll watch an old movie, to recognize within your own self, these thoughts are really nothing. Why am I giving them so much of my attention? Because that's what's going on. You're saying these, the you're allowing mind to play the mind game because there is no you trying to go to sleep. Mind is trying to go to sleep and mind is keeping itself awake. Or you can say that it's the persona trying to go to sleep and mind is keeping it awake. But the persona is of the mind anyway. So it's to see it like again as that mind game. Because what if I am tired tonight, tomorrow, if I don't sleep so well tonight? What if the body is tired?
It's never tired.
I'll give it a cookie. To take away the seriousness and the attention that the thoughts are being given. Say, oh, I'm awake. Well, maybe I'll just have a little inner reflection, or I'll just have a little meditation here, or I'll just, what are the attributes of my being? What is the essence of my being like? What does that feel like in this moment? The essence of what I am, So if there's going to be thoughts, then turn them to the withinness. If I'm going to be awake with thoughts, then I'll have the thoughts that I want to reflect on. What is the nature of my being? Like, oh, we did that little inner meditation the other day. What does that feel like? Let me drift down to the center of my being. What is that feeling like? So if the thoughts are going to come, let them come. They're, neither one is important. But to turn them. So again, you want to get turn your attention to the real. Turn
Is
your
it real?
attention to the self. Turn your attention to the God being within, your naturalness, your true self. Turn your attention there. And those thoughts can just fade away. No thoughts have a power unless you give it a power. Okay? Not even the thought that I am the very presence. That has absolutely no power whatsoever. But it's a good tool for turning your attention inward. See what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Okay.
I'm sitting with it right now. I can
Okay.
feel it.
Okay.
I can feel that energy in my body.
Okay.
Thanks.
Use the mind. Don't let it use you.
Mary,
Yeah, let us know how that goes.
it was really lovely to hear what's just been spoken because this kind of answered my question I originally had. I'm tired because I had a really tired. I had a racing mind this morning, and it wouldn't just would not stop. And it was just so needed to have this meditation and listen to experience and embody what you were saying. Yeah, something from the past had come up, and all these thoughts were just bubbling up, non-stop. And I think next time that happens, yeah, I'll just take that as an opportunity to surrender and meditate. And yeah, I think that's really helped to share all of this this afternoon here. Oh yeah, the question, actually another question's just popped up for me. When I used to listen to Eckhart Tolle, before I had some mentoring with you, Mary, and you kind of guided
It's
me.
okay. Yeah.
Eckhart Tolle had really said that to stop your thoughts is to feel your body, like your feet on the floor, your hands tingling, the air on your skin. But I don't think this approach is the same like that. It's not about feeling the sensations so much, is it? I don't know if you can just expand a bit
No.
on the, yeah, you
No.
know.
It's turning. Okay. What we are is awareness. Okay. And that is, we are aware of where our attention is. So when you turn your attention to being involved with the thoughts, you know, like, oh, my mind is so busy, it's so wild today, I can't get it to slow down, it won't stop. Your total full attention is on the thoughts. So they keep coming to keep you entertained because that's that's what your attention is. Okay. When you remove that attention from the thoughts, okay, visually, you might, you know, sit back and visualize them racing past, you know, on a train or something. The thoughts are just racing, they're just racing, they're so wild, they're just going and going and coming and going and coming and going. Now, when you turn around and you look in the other direction, your attention goes in the other direction. It's no longer involved with watching the racing thoughts on the train. Your attention has now turned withinward. Okay, you've turned around, you've turned away from watching the thoughts, being involved with the thoughts, it's so busy. And now your attention is on, well, as I was speaking, you know, with Kate. What is the essence of, you know, forget the thoughts, just let them do what they're doing, but turn your attention. What is the essence of my being like? I'm always at the center of my being. I'm always there. So you turn your attention there.
So Eckhart Tolle, when he said turn your attention to your bodily sensations, was not right.
It's no. I'm not saying that that's not right or that it's wrong. I'm saying in my experience, my pointings are sharing with you my experiences, and my experience is taking my attention away from the thoughts and placing it back on the reality of what I am. I'm not the racing thoughts. I know that. So why give them any of my attention? I'm turning from them and I'm just turning within. I'm taking that breath. Okay, and I'm flowing with that breath. I mean, this is all a visual to get you to where you already are. Okay. And I'm just following that breath and like to very back to the center of my own being. And what does that feel like? Is that racing? No. It seems pretty quiet. Pretty still. Is it busy, busy, busy? No, it's gentle. There's a contentedness here. So it's a matter of where are you placing your attention?
Thank you, Mary, because I think when Eckhart had said go to a bodily sensation, it was like the experience of your body and then yourself. So yes, what
He
you're
was
saying.
pointing you in the direction to get the thoughts to stop, right? And if in I tell if you pinch your leg, your attention is going to go right there, and you're not going to give a damn about those racing thoughts. You're going to be one-pointed attention on what is pinching my leg, you know. So it's the attention. Okay, so.
Thank you. Yeah,
One
yeah.
is sharing one thing and one is sharing another. Yeah.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you.
You're welcome, love. Yes,
Mary,
love.
I want to share something about that, what you were just speaking with Catherine about. That I often, like, if I'm just, I often just drop my attention to my feet and feel my connection to the earth. And it's not, there's not a right way or a wrong way. It's
Right.
like for me, there's almost sometimes intervals where I just do something to drop out of thoughts. Do you know what I mean? Like, just get out of there. And if it's my feet, I go there first. If it's my belly, I go there first. Or if it's my
Okay.
heart. Yeah, it's just, I don't think there's a right or a wrong way. It's
There
just
isn't.
how,
There
and
isn't. Yeah.
you grab the tool that in the
What
moment.
works? Yeah,
Yeah,
what works?
yeah,
What
yeah.
works? But when we bring that attention back around to the self and place the attention there, if it works, to touch your body or feel your body or ground the feet, that's beautiful to get out of there. But take that moment of opportunity to give your attention to what is
Deeper.
real. What is my
It's a lot.
reality? What am I? Yeah, extend that moment to give
Yeah.
time to recognizing I am self. I am this calmness. I am the peace that is present. Yeah. Good. Great. Okay. Anyone else this morning?
Yeah, I have something, Mary, that I've experienced like the last 2 weeks. And it has to do with the atmosphere, at least where I am, regarding the election. There was a lot of drama and people caught up in a lot of things prior to the election. And I thought to myself, well, once this is over, the election, either way it goes, this will all calm down. And I have found it didn't calm down. It's even gotten a little bit worse, right? And I'm really disappointed, not necessarily in how at the outcome, but in the drama that's still going on. And I thought to myself, well, I'm thinking everything will calm down out there and then I'll be calm, and that's not it. Either way it goes, it's the peace has got to be felt inside of myself, regardless of what is going on out there. A lot of debates at work now, a lot of fighting, more so than before even the election took place. And I'm really disappointed because I thought we'd be quote unquote one happy family. And it's not happening. It's
Well,
been a real eye opener for me that it's not going to come from outside.
no, it isn't.
No, no matter what happens, I have to stay grounded. I have to stay, as you expressed, aware. I have to be with the awareness, the presence within myself, and
And
whatever.
just be that presence of peace. I don't want to bring politics or, into anything, but that energy, that expression, or that shining light, or however, spirituality wants to speak of it, that essence, that peace, that energy, when we are engaged in being, that essence shines as an energy, as a vibration throughout the wholeness. And we don't meditate or we don't go there to make that happen. That's not it. We just do what we do to be that presence of peace. And we let what is to be take care of what is to be. We maintain our attention inward as best we can through our practices, through our reading, through however, that we maintain that presence of peace the best that we can. And that's our job. That's my job, Mon. To just be what I am, the very best that I'm able to do that in the moment.
Yeah, earlier in this talk, he was talking about being caught up in the future, right? And I was caught up in the future. I'm like, okay, when this is all over,
Yeah, I think
it'll be okay.
a lot, so.
And
It's easy to do, with all of the social media, with all of the, what's on the television. I don't watch the news, but I get glimpses of it, and it's easy to get caught up in it. You just have to walk away or bring that attention back home. Bring it home. Yeah.
thank you.
You're welcome, love. Anyone else today? Got an experience to share? All right. Call this one complete. Us pray. Most beloved self, thank you that my being is complete and all that I am already is. And all that you are, I am. I am content, and peace shines from me. I am content, and happiness flows from me. Thank you. Thank you. That it is so. Om. Amen. Namaste.